The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you would have heard as well in the news headlines, the National Transport Authority, the CAMEL, sorry, I love that. The NTA, they've approved a 9% increase in taxi fares. The increase set to take place from December 1st. Our reporter, Henry McKean, has been asking the people of Athlone what they think about the expense of using a taxi.
I'm Jim O'Hanlon, the taxi driver here in Athlone. Taxi fares are too expensive here in Ireland.
So you think you don't want that increase?
No, because it impedes on us, less people will use our service.
You think people will think it's too expensive?
It's far too expensive. I'm telling you, as a taxi driver, less people will use it. They'll have to use it because the bus service in our area isn't the best. If it was a better bus service, a better traffic management here, a lot of us would be leaving the industry. The fact that we have to change our cars every 10 years forces us to charge these people these prices. They're way too high.
I won't even get one because I know how dear they are.
Just too dear for you.
Yeah. What you said, 9% are gone up? And you think no one has money now, so... I think no one really takes taxis right now anyways.
They're just too expensive.
Yeah.
The price of the taxi increase is not too much because the price of fuel is going up on Wednesday, which is ridiculous. Going to be the highest paying customers for diesel and petrol in the world. It's ridiculous.
What do you think about the price of a taxi?
I think it's after... Since I came back to this country, it's after doubling in price. Yeah, and... most of them put the meters on now, and I don't think it's fair, to be honest. I can't afford a bus to mind a taxi because it's too expensive, you know.
All right, some of the views from the people in Athlone with our own Henry McKean. Jim Waldron is with me, National Private Hire and Taxi Association. It's the group he is with. Jim, this 9% increase, I assume this is just to reflect increased input costs for you guys, is it?
Hello, Kieran. I didn't really hear the introduction there, but can I just say that the process is the problem as far as taxi drivers are concerned. Taxi drivers don't have a say in the actual taxi fare. The Taxi Advisory Committee advised the National Transport Authority, and between them, they come up with a conclusion. Now, I have to tell you that it's a long time been said that taxi drivers' representatives should be sitting in the room with either the minister or the NTA to discuss what a fare increase is.
If you guys were in the room, what fare increase would you look for? Like, are you happy with the 9%?
Well, no, I can't say that I'm happy with the 9% because we had no input into it. It's based on a low figure to start with. It's based on if a driver was to work 40 hours per week and was engaged for the 40 hours a week, they would earn about €14 an hour. Now, there's no taxi driver who works 40 hours and engaged for that 40 hours. So, you know, I would suggest a taxi driver is probably only earning about €8 per week.
Okay.
And there's no other industry, I might add, that gets influenced by outside interests like vintners' hotels and app companies. I think if somebody else on the line there from an app company who can put on tech fees and everything else they want to put on to, but the taxi driver doesn't get the fare. So there's a lot of people have an influence and a say in what we're supposed to get, but we don't have a say in it, which is completely wrong.
So sorry, but just in terms of the percentage increase, are you saying then because those hours don't necessarily kind of apply in reality to a lot of drivers that it should be more than that?
Well, we would prefer that you could do things. We could bring in and sit down with the NTA and suggest other things that could bring the fare down for the customer and would save the taxi driver money. Like if we got in and took the VAT or the VRT off the price of a car, that would be a solution straight away.
Okay.
But it's not even considered, like, you know.
Aisling Dunn is with us. She is Head of Public Policy for Ireland with Bolt. Aisling, your work, welcome to the show. I mean, do you think this is a justified increase, given there are increased input costs for drivers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a value in the kind of every 2 years the NTA undertakes this fare review. I agree with Jim that drivers should be part of that process. And I think it makes sense that there would be an increase in fares as costs are going up for the drivers. You know, we support our drivers and want to make sure that they're making a good living. That's obviously really important. I suppose the only issue that we would have about this current fare review is that it feels like a bit of a kind of blunt instrument. So there's a 9% increase that has been really focused on the kind of evening and weekend fares. So the special rate, which used to apply only for kind of very specific days of the year, 5 days, Christmas, New Year's, and really, you know, unique events like that, that rate is now going to apply across every weekend. So that's really intended to incentivize more drivers to be out at peak times to provide that extra supply of taxis when they're really needed. The problem is, in the survey that the NTA did themselves of their drivers, 53% of those drivers who don't currently do evenings and weekends said that absolutely nothing would motivate them to go out at the at those kind of peak times, and only 10% said a fare increase could motivate them to do that.
What would motivate them in your mind? And so what would, in other words, the people listening to this show, what they want are kind of more taxis on the street a lot of the time. What would lead us to that point?
Well, I suppose there's a few things. I mean, first of all, one of the key issues that drivers have identified is not feeling safe working at night, and the need for additional Garda presence, that antisocial behaviour is a problem for them. So even people who are in their vehicle kind of messing up their vehicle, soiling it, that puts them off the road for the evening, potentially the next day. They don't want to take that risk. So it's much more beneficial for them and understandable that they would prefer to work kind of regular daytime hours. I think what we probably need to see is more people who are able to enter the industry who could potentially do specifically evenings and weekends, perhaps people who are, you know, undertaking full-time study or have caring responsibilities during the week, and it would suit them to do this role maybe on a more part-time basis, especially when you look at rural areas where there's a real lack of supply of taxis and drivers at those kind of evening and weekend times, but there probably isn't enough work to be keeping a lot of drivers going all week long. So a bit more flexibility and a bit of kind of a wider look at this by the NTA is what we think is necessary, as opposed to just, let's just keep upping the price, which obviously we want our drivers to be able to make a good living. And I agree with Jim, that's really important. They are providing an essential public transport service.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a bit of a blunt instrument and not looking at the full issues in the round, and how can we in general encourage more drivers into this industry to work those key hours to make sure that people can get home and keep it affordable. As Jim says, we need to be looking at how to keep it affordable because people won't be able to use taxis if it's, you know, if it's too expensive.
Jim, if we made it a bit more flexible for people that they could kind of dip in and out of doing a bit of taxi work along with other work or studying, do you think that would increase the rated prevalence of taxis on the road?
Sorry, Ciarán, to interrupt you there. That would suit the app companies down to the ground, wouldn't it? But what about a driver who's trying to make a living? You know, there's enough taxi drivers, there's enough taxis out there at the moment. As I said to you before, I was on before with Bolt and Freenow and Uber, and I said, what's the average wait time for a customer these days? I think it's something like 3 minutes to get a taxi. You know, there's nothing stopping anybody who wants to be a taxi driver being a taxi driver at the moment. It's very easy to get into our taxi industry. There's 20 people come in every week, but there's no point in bringing in 20 people every week to eat the cake that everybody else is just trying to survive on. There's a specific time that there's a demand for taxi, and it's about time that the government sat down with representatives to talk about this problem. Forget about the money and the fare every day. Talk about the safety of the customer and talk about the safety of the taxi driver, and not about the app companies who want to make profits. We're a public transport service, and that's what we're about. Taxi drivers bringing home the public, not app companies or tech companies making more money on us.
Surprise, surprise, a rep from an app company. They're only interested in the bottom line, nothing to do with the public getting home, says one listener. And somebody else, though, says, I have no sympathy for the drivers. Let the competition like Uber and Lyft and others enter the market. So the views coming in on both sides. Jim Waldron is the National Private Hire and Taxi Association spokesperson. Aisling Dunn is Bolt's Head of Public Policy for Ireland. Aisling and Jim, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.